It's Halloween night at the Nugget Mall, and hundreds of kids are dressed as pirates and princesses, superheroes, and steampunks. They're hitting up trick-or-treat tables in the busy mall.
Oh, I'm losing my voice.
Kathy Munoz is not in costume, but she's handing out candy and campaign balloons with her 10-year-old son, who's dressed as a Halo Spartan, a campaign staffer who's Pancho Villa, and her husband, who's wearing a floor-length black leather coat. He's Neo from The Matrix. Munoz has a quick pitch for why she should be reelected. It's mainly about state finances and protecting Juneau as the state capital.
I serve as the only member from Southeast on the Finance Committee. In that role, I'm very active in protecting Juneau jobs and promoting policies that encourage a diverse economy in fisheries, in mining, and in tourism. I work really hard to keep Juneau jobs, state jobs in the capital city. Whenever there's a rumor of a job moving, we're very active to turn that around and to prevent any kind of inadvertent job loss out of the community.
Helping steer infrastructure and construction projects into Juneau is another key point she emphasizes, citing the Capitol building renovations, the new Father Kashavarov State Library Archives and Museum building, the Fish and Game building renovation on Douglas, and the Department of Labor's office updates.
All of those good projects anchor jobs in Juneau and help strengthen our state capital. I'm also very committed to a state fiscal plan. I supported the governor, SB 128. I was one of five in the House Finance that voted in favor of the plan. I'm committed to continuing to work to get Alaska on sound financial footing.
But that pitch is actually from an October debate. After interacting with hundreds of people at her trick-or-treat stand in the mall, the policy stuff hasn't come up once.
Oh, I'm sorry. Do you have a bag? You know what? Somebody left this bag, and it has a couple pieces of candy already there. Do you want it? Do you want it? You can have that one, okay? All right.
Another thing that hasn't come up is the flack she caught in August after the Juneau Empire spotlighted her correspondence to the justice system seeking leniency in the sentencing of a convicted sex offender and a mother convicted of child endangerment related to sexual abuse of a child.
Absolutely.
She addressed the controversy during the October debate.
I have acknowledged that I made a mistake. I have publicly apologized to the community and to the victims, and actually have taken this very powerful learning experience and turned it into a positive, reaching out to individuals that are on the front lines working with victims of domestic violence and sexual assault.
She added that she's working with community members on ideas for legislation that would address gaps in the foster care, health care, and criminal justice systems. Most of the people paying a visit to her table are clearly too young to vote. But Munoz says this is a huge part of campaigning.
Well, and people put a face with the name, and, you know, we do a lot of constituent work in my office, and so it's nice to make that contact and that connection in a kind of a friendly format, more down to earth.
One table over at the mall, she's sponsoring free snow cones. There's been a steady line all evening. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.